Good evening. If you'll remember, a couple of weeks ago, we started the series on Hebrews 11 in verse number 6, where we talked about the ability to please God and the fact that it is possible to live a life that's pleasing to God. It's possible to live a life that is right in His sight. Tonight, and then last time, we talked about belief in God and what it means when it says that he who comes to God must believe that he is. Tonight, we're going to talk about the next phrase, that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. What does it mean to seek God? I think what he's telling us is a right relationship to God doesn't happen by accident. It's a decision that we make, a deliberate action that we have to do if we want to have a right relationship with God. It's not just one of those things you fall into. Seeking God has become almost a fad in the last 10 years or so. You know, everybody's seeking God in all kinds of different ways, and from drugs to sex to you name it. But what does the Bible mean when it says seeking God? Because most of what we see in the world today when it talks about seeking God is simply self-gratification. It's just doing what feels good to you. But what does it mean? And am I doing it? That's the questions I want us to think about. When we consider some of the things that seeking God is not. That's where we're going to start. Because a lot of people like to think that they're seeking God by doing these things. They're the kind of things that are actions. And seeking God is a mental thing. But I'll get to that in just a moment. Church membership. That's not seeking God. Oh, I'm a member of the right church. The one described on the pages of the New Testament. That's not how you seek God. That's not that at all. Bible study. I mean, I've given my life to studying the Bible. I certainly think that's something that we all ought to do. Prayer. That's not seeking God. Helping other people. That's not seeking God. Doctrinal soundness. That's not seeking God. Personal evangelism, going out making converts, that's not seeking God. What is seeking God? Well, in Romans the 10th chapter in verse number 2, Paul said even having spiritual feelings is not enough. He said that the Jewish people of his day and time had zeal for God, but it was without knowledge. So that's not seeking God. What is seeking God biblically? It's growing in obedience. Growing desire to love and to honor God more each and every day. I've taken to praying for myself that I walk closer to God every day. I think that's what seeking God is all about. Wanting to be more and more like Him. A deep longing to be close to God. I want to be just as close to Him as I possibly could be. I want to be closer than I was in the past. Because my sins wouldn't allow me to get that close. I want to be close to Him. I want to do like Paul did in Philippians, the 3rd chapter, in verses 13 and 14, when he said he had a goal. He had a goal to be what God wants him to be. Philippians 3, 13 and 14. He says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. In other words, I haven't gotten there yet. And this is the Apostle Paul. How dare I think I've arrived? How dare I think I know everything there is? How dare I have the attitude Well, I can't learn anything more. I already know. Paul said, I haven't apprehended. That's not happened for me. He says, but this one thing I do, I forget the things which are behind, and I reach forward to the things which are ahead. I press toward the goal. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. They set a goal, Paul said. And my goal is to be like God, to follow that upward calling, to become more like Him. And I press toward that goal in such a deep longing, that deliberate, conscious choice to be more like Him. A goal that I can reach. Flipping through the channels, Richard and I were watching while they went out and got the dogs from the vet after being on vacation. And two young ladies, well, they were in their 30s. I guess that's a young lady from my viewpoint. They won their first Olympic match. And they had been training since they were teenagers to get to that goal of winning an Olympic match. And the announcer said, can you compare what you thought it would be like with what it is? And the lady laughed in his face and said, you got to be kidding. This is way beyond anything that we possibly had dreamed it would be. But she said, we worked so hard to reach this goal. They wanted it so badly that they worked for all of those years. Do you want heaven that bad? Do you have a goal of wanting to be like God so badly that you just you can't want anything more? I told my kids as they were growing up, you know, they'd talk about who they're going to marry, what they want in a mate, and all that. I said, look, I don't care who you marry. I don't care if they never get a job. I don't care if they can't cook. Keep the house knee-deep in dirt. As long as their greatest goal is to get you to heaven, that's all I'm concerned about. The rest of it's your problem. I can drop in, sit on the porch, and visit with you and go home. That's your problem. But my goal is you to have a mate who wants you to go to heaven. What goals do we have? Look in Matthew, the 22nd chapter. I'm going to be looking at verses 37 and 38. Jesus was asked a question in 35. It says, teacher, what's the greatest commandment in the law? Listen to what he said. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and all of your mind. That's the greatest commandment. All of those other things, church membership, attendance, prayer, Bible study, evangelism, doctrinal soundness, helping others, that's all going to fall in. If you get it straight up here, loving the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind. And boy, in our society today, isn't that tough? Because we got things pulling us in every direction in the world. But that's what seeking God is all about. Now, why is that important? Jesus tells us in John, the 4th chapter, in verse number 23, that God is seeking those who are seeking Him. That's who He wants to worship Him, are those who are seeking Him, who are longing to be with Him. Those whose desire is to be pleasing to Him. Those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. God is seeking such to worship Him. We need to know and to understand that that's to be the very basis of Christianity. Not all these peripheral things, they'll all fall in place. Somebody who's seeking God with all of their mind and all their heart and all of their soul won't have a problem when it doesn't mention instrumental music. It's not in there, therefore I don't want to do it. They're not going to try to split frog hairs, try to find a way around it. That's loving yourself in your way up on a par with loving God. Sure, I want to worship God, but I want to do it my way. Isn't that what Frank Sinatra supposedly used to sing all the time? I did it my way. That's sad. I mean, he bragged about it. I did it my way. I want to do it God's way. That's what we're supposed to be longing to do. That certainly fits among what Jesus was talking about in Matthew 23 and 23, where he says that we need to be careful that we do the weightier matters. Listen to him. Matthew 23:23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. The giving of the tithe, the attention to detail in obedience, that all comes if you've got it straight in your head. If you're diligently seeking God. Diligently seeking God. And when we stop and think about what Jesus said to those that seek Him. Let's go back and look in the Old Testament for a moment. Let's look in Jeremiah. Let's look at Jeremiah 29. We'll see this is not a new concept. This is not a new idea. Jeremiah 29, 12 and 13. God says, then you'll call upon me and go pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you have searched for me with A-L-L. All of your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from the nations and from the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I'll bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive. God has always demanded that we seek Him with all of our hearts, not just part. And He's always promised to bless those who will seek Him. These were folks that were carried away into Babylonian captivity, carried away into Assyrian captivity. And He says, if you'll seek me with all of your heart, which you weren't doing back in Jerusalem, that's why you went into captivity, I'll bring you back. I'll bless you. I'll bless you beyond what you can imagine. But it takes all of your heart, not just part, not even just most. All. That's diligently seeking. Let's go to Matthew this time. 7th chapter. Be looking at verses 7 and 8. Matthew 7, 7 and 8. Ask and it'll be given to you. Seek. That's what we're talking about. Seek and you will find. Knock and it'll be opened to you. Everyone who asks of me receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be open. God blesses those who seek him. We'll find him if we seek him. If we really want to be like him, we'll study this book so that we know what he is, so we can be like him. We'll desire to associate ourselves with people who encourage us to be like him. Question of the week. Are you? Am I seeking God or not? Self-test. You don't have to pass in your papers. I want you to think honestly about yourself. That's what Paul told the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 13, verse number 5, that you need to examine yourself. You know, there's probably not a greater critic when you're honest with yourself than yourself. He says in 2 Corinthians 13, 5, examine yourself as to whether you're in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves? That Jesus Christ is in you? Unless, indeed, you are disqualified. So let's self-examine tonight. Let's look and let's take a second between each of these questions and think about my honest answer to God. Are you seeking to fill your mind more and more with the knowledge of God? Compare yourself last year, this year. Last year, I could have told somebody what they need to do to be saved. They need to hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. This year, I can tell them where the passage is. That's filling your mind more. I don't know a bit more than I did last year about that. But what about worship? Last year, I could tell somebody that we ought to go through the acts of worship and not use an instrument. And this year, I can open the Bible up and find the passages that talk about music in the New Testament and let them read for themselves. Oh, well, maybe not. Are we seeking to fill our minds more and more with the knowledge of God? You know. Question 2. Are we seeking to bring our thoughts, our words, and our deeds more in line with the will of God? Did you catch that word more? Our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. Last year. Today. Can you look at yourself and say, I am more in line with the way I think, the words I use, the acts, the deeds, the will? It's more in line with the word, with the will of God today than it was then. I don't lose my temper like I used to. I'm more faithful than I used to be. I'm more kind and loving in the way I talk to people. I'm more uplifting and encouraging than I used to be. I'm letting the love of Christ shine through my life than what I used to. Think about it for a second. Third question. Am I seeking more and more to engage in the worship unto God? When I sing the songs, am I thinking about the words and what they mean, and thinking about how I'm teaching and admonishing other people with those words? So I've got to put the proper emphasis on the words. I've got to put the proper thought behind those words. I'm praising God with those words. So I need to have the proper emotions, the proper engagement with those words. When I hear the prayer offered, will you go to God with me in prayer, Steve said tonight. And I thank you for that. Encouraging all of us to go to God in prayer. That's not just time to sit there and take a quick snooze while he's preaching with your eyes closed and nobody knows about it. You can get a little quick nap. You're thinking about what he's saying. And you're adding into your own thoughts. I'm sure when Steve was praying and he said, you know, we're praying for our ill, he's thinking about his sister Charlotte. That's prominent in his mind about those that are ill. As he was praying along, I thought about my sister's nephew who passed away this afternoon. Tremendously sad life. Mental illness and several other problems that he had. It's just a tragic life. And it's over. Never would listen about Christ. What are you thinking about? Are you engaging in the worship? Or are you here listening in the worship? You're not the audience. Not right now even are you the audience. You're to be participating and engaging and thinking through and looking at God's Word and participating in a study of God's Word. The only audience that there is to our worship is God Almighty. Not us. Fourth question. First one is, are we seeking to fill our minds more and more with the knowledge of God's Word? Are we seeking to bring our thoughts and words and actions in line with the will of God? Seeking more and more to worship God? Number four, are we seeking more and more to be with the people of God? We claim we want to go to heaven. Right? Don't we all claim we want to go to heaven? Who are you going to be with? Well, I don't want to be with them nasty old brothers and sisters now. They're just not, I want to go off and be over here with the world. God will let you be with the world later too. If that's what you really want. Right? I mean, that's possible. You can be with the people of the world. It's a place called hell, but you really don't want to go there. But if that's who you want to associate with and you don't want to associate with God's people, think about the decision you're making. Are you seeking to be like God? Who surrounds God? His people. You want to be like Him? God is seeking those who are seeking Him. Many folks have grown up in good, sound congregations, faithful congregations. Never learned a great deal about seeking God. What they're concerned about is being faithful in their attendance and faithful in their Bible reading and faithful in their prayer life and faithful in all of these actions. Whip out your little checklist and, all right, I'm faithful. I'm seeking God. No, you're not. Those are things you do because you seek God. I'm not saying attendance isn't important, and singing's not important, and the Bible study's not important, and personal evangelism. But folks, that's not seeking God. That's not seeking God at all. God's not only about serving. Seeking God is about desiring to want to be like Him. It's our attitude. It's our attitude. The psalmist said in Psalm 27, verse 4, Psalm 27 and verse 4, "The one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple." Does that describe you? Does that describe me? When I sit down and think through my goals of life, when I think through the way I spend my time, the way I spend my money, the way I spend my influence, is it so that I can have a deeper desire for God every day? That's what this life's all about. We want to spend eternity with Him. We better be like Him. Because there's only going to be folks like Him there. If we want to keep one foot out here in the world and one foot there, all you do is get sore when you try to ride a rail. It doesn't get you anywhere. We need to look at ourselves and we need to think about what that passage in Hebrews is talking about. 11:6. In case you've forgotten, we can please God. Oh, it's impossible unless we have faith, unless we believe that He is. And that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So the question as we draw this lesson to a close, would you describe your life as a living, deeper desire every day to be more like God? A deeper desire to have the world see God in you every day, more than it was the day before. If not, then we need to repent. It's just that simple. We've not been doing what God wants us to do. Jesus said, "Love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, and with all of thy soul, and with all of thy mind." Have you? If we can help, please, won't you let your needs be known?